Good morning. We really started our introduction to Maseches Klaim last week, but we're going to do it again because I feel like the last time, I'm not sure if I was really connecting with anybody, I'm not sure if I was speaking clearly. So we're going to start again with the Hakdama to the Masechta of Klaim, which we're starting now, Meretz Hashem. And we're going to start with there's two places in the Torah where the Issa of Klaim comes up, both in Parshas Kedoshim and in Parshas Kisetze. Parshas Kedoshim, it says as follows, as Chukosai Tishmeru. So the Torah introduces this as a chayk. Although it's introduced as a chayk, which means that this is a halacha, which an explanation is not given for it, there are some Rishonim who understand some of the Isurim of Klayim not to be a chayk. They actually indeed do have reasons for that. But the Torah introduces this at least this parsha of Klayim is a chayk. Starts off behemtachalai sarbia klayim. The first isser is with between behemoths, a person should not pair up two different types of animals to mate them together, which would be a klayim. The next one is sadchalai sizra klayim, should not plant in your field zroyim of klayim. And then ubeged klayim shatnez layal alecha. Ubeged, a garment, which is shatnez, which is klayim of shatnez, you should not wear. It's not at all clear what shatnez means in this pasuk. But again, this pasuk gives three things which are klayim. One of them is mating animals, having a to produce a crossbreed. That's number one. Number two is planting klayim in a field. And number three is in your clothing that you're wearing, you should not make shatnez. Now, in Parshas Kisetze, it says as follows. The pasuk is more specific. A person should not plow with a shar and a chamor yachta. This is different than the isser of harva that we mentioned earlier. This is not a case where you're mating two different animals. Rather, you're doing malacha with two different types of animals, and says you should not plow with a shar and a chamor together, with an ox and a donkey. Next one is like silba shatnez. A person should not wear shatnez. Here it's clear in the pasuk. What does shatnez mean? Tzemer upishtim yachtav, to have wool and linen together. So we're up to four types of shatnez now. One of them being harva, mating animals together of different types. Number two, klay zrayim, planting different types of seeds in one field. Number three, being shatnez, which we now know means tzemer upishtim, wool and linen together. Number four, we have lesachroish, shar v'chmar yachtav. Now, the truth is that there really is a fifth type of klayim, which is klay kerem. Klay kerem is different than klay zrayim. We'll explain it now. Now, the first one, which we'll start with, which is klay zrayim, is basically, when it comes to zrayim, you have tevua, you have the chamesh mini dagon, which are Chitim, Sa'irim, Kusmin, Shibay Lashul, and there's one more, Shifon, right? So I believe it's wheat, it's barley, spelt, oats, rye, those are the Chamesh Yismini Dagon. And then you have Kitnius. Kitnius is something which is theoretically speaking, you can eat it, it's a bean, you can plant it, it also grows something, and then there's something which is simply a seed. Those are what we consider Zrayim. Now the halachas with those are, you can't take two different types of Zrayim, put them in the ground together, for them to produce a plant together. Now that is halacha with regard to planting. Therefore, since it's a halacha with regard to planting, this is considered one of the halachas, which are a mitzvah hatluyos ba'aretz. It's only relevant in Eretz Yisrael, because again, when it comes to things in the ground, it's only relevant in Eretz Yisrael. Now, when it comes to harkava, to take two different plants and to graft them together, since that's something that you're doing together with the actual plant, that's relevant in Chutz La'aretz as well. Now, when it comes to klay zrayim, to seeds that you plant together, the halacha is the isser is to plant them together. If it grows something, it's going to be mutter to eat it. However, when it comes to klay karam, planting tevua, planting some type of grain, or any other seeds in a vineyard, those halachas are much more chamer. Those halachas are true even out of Eretz Yisrael, even in Chutz La'aretz it's aser. Happens to be only midrabanan Chutz La'aretz, and the reason is because the pasuk says pentikdash. We didn't read that pasuk, but it says leisizra karmacha klayim. Person should not plant in his vineyard klayim. The pasuk stipulates very clearly why pentikdash hamaleah hazera asher tizra tivua sakarim. If you were to plant seeds in a vineyard, what's going to happen is it's going to become aser to eat it. So klaye karam, planting seeds in a vineyard, is much more chamor. In that, not only is it aser to plant it, it's also aser to even eat it. Since that's the case, we're much more machmen with it, and the halacha is it's aser even in chutz la'aretz. Now, an offshoot of klai yikarim is something which is called klai yilanus. Klai yilanus is kind of a hybrid. It's chamor in that you're not allowed to do it even in chutz la'aretz, but it's only aser if you were to graft it together. You have to take two branches and put them together and put them in the ground. There's no iser to plant two different types of trees next to each other. So for example, to plant an apple tree next to an orange tree would be fine, but if you were to take a branch of an apple tree and a branch of an orange tree, you twist them together, you plant them in the ground together, that would be an iser of klayim, which is learnt out from the iser of klay yikarim. Those are the halachas with regard to the klayim of planting. Now, when it comes to behem tochal le'sarbiyah klayim, what we mentioned, that's with any animals. A person cannot mate them together to create a crossbreed. Le'sachros shar v'chomar yachtav. Even though the pasuk is talking about harisha, and even though the pasuk is talking about an ox and a donkey, the halach is a person shouldn't put any behemoth, timaeus, any behemoth which is not kasher, with a behemoth that is kosher together, and it's not necessarily speaking about plowing, it's any malacha that they'll do together. There are various explanations given for this iser. Again, some learn it as a chayik, others say because it's posh, it's not nice, because animals have different eating schedules, but ultimately it's aser to have animals of different breeds and different types doing malacha together. And then we have the last one, which is shatnez. We're familiar with that one. That is any beged which is woven together with wool and linen together. Tzemer pishtim yachta creates shatnez. That's the akdama to the mesechta. And we're going to see again as we go through the mesechta, each parak deals with something different. We start off with the exclusions similar to what we had in Maseches Demai. First, we start talking about what's not klayim. I'm going to warn you that a lot of the things that we're going to come up with in these Mishnayos are things that I'm probably not going to know exactly how to translate. And even if I do find out how to translate, I won't be able to tell you what they look like. But we're going to exclude certain plants from shatnez, from klayim, and we're going to go through the different types of shatnez, or the different types of klayim, as we just explained, throughout the Masechta to explain their halachas, each one, to its specific halachas. We'll stop here and continue tomorrow, Mitzvah Hashem, with Perek Aleph, Mishnah Aleph, Maseches Klayim.